Hi, and welcome to our weekly Remember to Flourish Remembrance Call. I'm Dan Dugan, and I will be your guide tonight. The reason we offer these calls is because Paul and I both believe that a flourishing world is possible, a world where every living entity, people, planet, any living entity can flourish, where everything is thriving. But to get there, we think, because we work in this arena and have seen the power of it, that business is one of the most powerful vehicles for moving the world in that direction. But for that vehicle to engage in that motivation, in that goal, in that objective, then we need masterful leaders. And the way we define masterful leadership is leading from your heart, or your inner wisdom, as we call it, that place inside that knows best, that essential you, the best you, that's aligned with your highest values and knows your highest goal in life and knows the contribution that you want to make. And when that's engaged, then it's going to permeate your organization and it's going to inform the decisions that you make. So, but it takes practice. First, you have to be interested in it, and second, it takes practice in order to be able to stay in that state and operate from there most of the time. So we offer this weekly call using the practice of remembrance to allow people a chance to try it out, to experiment with it, to practice accessing their inner wisdom. And hopefully, if you've done this for a while, you'll see the benefits and you'll turn it into a daily practice of your own. So we're just here to help, and that's why we offer this weekly call. So the way the calls work is I'll give a short teaching on a topic of relevance, hopefully anyway, and then I'll lead the listeners into a session of remembrance. So our teaching for tonight is about using remembrance to bring in the mercy in misfortune. And where this came from was I've just had a lot of people in my life lately who are going through some a lot of difficulty. It seems to be piling up. There's been, you know, deaths in the family. There's been serious illnesses, business reversals, relationship problems. And kind of overlaying all that is a lot of angst with the political situation and everything that's going on there. So, you know, you name it, it's going on. And for some people, there's multiple things like that that are going on in their lives all at once. And, you know, we call that misfortune. When we look at it, we say, boy, this, I didn't sign up for this. I wish this wasn't happening, and it's really difficult for me. So the astrologers that I've heard from lately point to the planets being in conflict, particularly at this time. So maybe that's contributing to kind of this increase in the experience of misfortune. I don't know, but I do know it's happening. And whatever the cause, there's just a ton going on for the people in my circle. So when I witness that, you know, I immediately want to jump into solution and say, oh, you should do this and you should do that. I think that's the kind of the problem solver in me, and probably in most of us. We want to help relieve that distress that people are feeling. But really, when I sat in remembrance about this myself, I realized that colluding with "ain't it awful" isn't really helpful. What's really missing and needed is mercy, and mercy and compassion for people when they're in this state. And if they feel that, if they feel comfort, if they feel soothed by that, then it gives them a moment of peace in which they can find some clarity about the situations that they're facing. And always there's a way through that is impossible to see when you're just caught up in the grind of it all. So when we can act as an agent of mercy for ourselves, if we are suffering, and for others when we witness it in them, sincerely and humbly, so surrendering to the fact that we need help and we are hurting and we can't just magically make the, you know, the things that are causing us distress just magically change. And they are what they are. We're in situations that we're in. And that mercy is really, really necessary, helpful, soothing, gives us a moment of respite in the storm. And from there, then we got someplace we can go. And that moment of surrender, that moment of saying, yeah, I guess I'm not in charge. I guess I can't control the outcome of things. I guess, there are things that are beyond me, and I really need help, is an important element in the whole process. So we can do that with and for other people and for ourselves. So we'll try that out tonight in our remembrance. So let's try it. Let's go. So our remembrance is a practice of inner reflection, of contemplation, of invoking help and kind of the good qualities that are available to us 24/7, 365. We just forget that help and that support is available and has always been there. So that's why we call this remembrance, because we're going to remember through the process of this practice, and we're going to experience that, hopefully, if we're open and allow the help to come in. So, but we start where we are. So as human beings, we have this unique combination of clay, that's our physical, emotional, and mental conditions and states of being, and we have a spiritual state of being. So we want to check in and see what the state is now before we start, so we'll have something to compare to later, and we'll notice that the transformation that occurs when we do remembrance. So sit in your chair or on the floor, wherever you are, and feel your connection to the earth. So notice your feet, where they connect to the earth, the bottom of your feet. Notice your rear end in the seat, your back against the chair back, and or against the wall if you're sitting on the floor. And you know, wherever you're making contact with the earth, notice that connection and allow yourself to kind of melt into it by bringing your attention there. Notice the effects of gravity. So tune in, and you'll notice that maybe there's a sense of weight on your shoulders, on your head, on those contact points with the ground and the chair, sense of the effects of gravity and the quality of the gravity. Is it, you know, is it a supportive feeling, or is it an oppressive feeling, or, you know, what is it? What is it like? All right, good. And tune in more, turn a little deeper. You can kind of notice your skeletal structure and how that's supporting you. Notice your muscles and how they feel. There's no good or bad, right or wrong here. It's just to notice. You may be uncomfortable in some areas. Lots of times we spend most of the day in our head and we don't really pay attention to what's going on in our body. Bringing your attention back to your feet, the bottom of your feet. As you tune in, it may be really evident or it might be pretty subtle, but there's another thing going on, another connection, and that's the energy that runs through everything, this core energy that runs through all of us, holds everything together, holds us together. So you'll feel that. For me, it feels like a low-level electrical connection, kind of a hum, a vibration that I can feel in the bottom of my feet. And then if I tune in closely, I can feel it running up from my feet through my body. So let's check that out. Notice your feet on the floor. See if you can find that connection, that sensation of connection. And allow yourself to follow that up here. Your feet, your ankles, your lower legs, your knees, your upper legs, your rear end, sits bones, gluteal muscles, lower back, your belly, lower belly, stomach area, solar plexus, middle back. And as you're noticing, you'll probably notice that the sensation or experience or quality of that flow is different in different parts of your body. interesting and something to just tune into. It's just we're trying to increase our awareness of what's actually happening inside us. So keep going. You may find places where it feels blocked or constricted, and that's good to know. Nothing to fix, nothing's broken. So let's keep going into your chest, your upper back and shoulders, where a lot of people carry tension. If you notice tension anywhere, I just did. And my shoulders, you can allow yourself to relax, and that will help you drop inside deeper. Let's go up to your throat. People, maybe you're holding back expressing their truth, and it gets clogged up in there sometimes. So how's the flow in your throat? Stick your face where we carry tension. Your chin, your mouth, nostrils, cheeks, eyes, eye sockets, forehead, you know, the infamous furrowed brow, and your scalp. You can also follow down your arms to your fingers, your hands. And we carry energy in our hands. If you focus on the palms of your hands, you may notice like there's an energy throbbing there, or thrumming there might be a better word. So stepping back and noticing that whole flow in your physical state of being, where it's flowing, where it's not, where you're comfortable, where you're not. It feels easy, if your body feels flexible and agile, or kind of tight and restricted, these are good things to know. All right, well, let's move into your emotional state. This is all part of our humanness, and it's intertwined with our physical state. Our emotions can bring on a physical reaction. Thoughts that we have can elicit an emotion, which brings on a physical reaction. A physical sensation can elicit an emotional response, which can trigger thoughts. I mean, it's all intertwined. Excuse me. So what is your emotional state right now? As best you can determine it, you can discern it. You feel pretty happy. Are you frustrated or angry? Mad about something? Are you sad or kind of down or upbeat? How about your anxiety level? Scared about anything? Worried about anything? Anxious about anything? Just notice. Again, we'll let the remembrance do its work, and we're just finding out what our starting point is. All right, now let's check our mental state. So not so much the content in your mind, but the activity level and the quality of that activity. So is your mind racing? Is it scattered? Is it calm and, you know, comfortable, collected, as they say? Is your emotional state combined with your thought patterns, you know, leading to, you know, a state of sadness or worry? Or is it, you know, upbeat and positive? Just notice emotions and states of being are changeable, like the weather. Everything is moving and changing all the time, so it's not a constant, you know, forever and ever state. So we think it is, but it's not. Well, it always changes, as you know. Okay, so now looking at the whole package here, physical, emotional, and mental state of being. And tuning in and kind of feeling that whole thing. All right, great. Now let's tune in to our spiritual state. And that is best located in our heart center, our metaphysical spiritual heart. And to get there, a good thing to do, and I could have actually started with this on our physical and emotional and mental state, was to tune into our breathing. The breath is an aid to dropping into self-reflection. So notice your breath. Take a couple easy breaths, noticing what happens when you breathe in, allowing yourself to let go when you exhale. And we're going to do three box breaths, which is inhaling to the count of four, holding for four at the top of the inhalation, exhaling to the count of four, and letting go as you exhale, and dropping in, and then holding at the bottom of the exhalation to the count of four. And that completes the box. Let's try it three times. So big breath in to the count of four. Hold. Exhale. Let go. Hold. Two more times. Last one. Okay, so bringing your attention into your heart. And to locate it, imagine you're inside your chest a couple inches below the center of your sternum. And notice what it's like in there. Is your heart feeling open and receptive and soft? Or is it somewhat tightened up and closed and hard? Or is it really shut down and really protected and really closed up? Is there a weight to your heart? This is your experience, and you can trust what you get. You're allowing yourself to tune in to something you can't actually see in the physical realm, but trust what you get. Is your heart maybe more lighthearted, as we say? Doesn't matter, we just want to know. So now I'm going to ask you to add your remembrance word or phrase, which you selected as the symbol of the source of everything that you would need to support you 24/7, 365, like I said earlier, always available. We just forget. So trust that this is true, trust that it's there, it's a constant thing. And we're just going to tune in to discover how it is supporting us now. So just slowly repeat the word or phrase you've chosen inside. And just repeat it over and over to yourself. And notice what happens. Keep going, dropping in, letting go. It's common to be caught back up in your mind. A thought might grab you. When you realize that's happening, you can just use that box breath to pull yourself back inside and continue your remembrance. Maybe other things going on, might be noise or distractions wherever you are. And let those be. It's okay. You can let them be there while you continue to drop in and let go and open up. Keep repeating, keep opening, keep letting go. Keep going. Keep opening. Remembrance is all about receiving. And for most people, that's difficult. Sometimes we have this idea that we have to earn it or be worthy to receive it or to have in some way, you know, be deserving, when in fact it is there for us as a gift. It's part of how we're being supported. It's part of how the universe, if you choose that, or maybe you believe in some sort of a divine power, but it's freely given. It's part of the way the world and the universe and the spiritual realms work. And when we don't receive, then that cycle gets stopped and the gift can't be completed, the reception. And returning to our theme for tonight in the teaching about mercy, is there a situation in your life that is difficult for you right now? That, you know, it's just there and it's making you feel helpless or bringing on feelings of sadness or fear or even anger, frustration. What's needed is mercy, and if there's nothing really strong going on for you, what about people around you? What about people in your life that are going through difficult times? What's needed is mercy, is compassion, is empathy for another human being who is suffering, either you or others that you know, another person you know. So in your remembrance, you know, open up to receive the mercy that is there. Mercy is like the air we breathe. It's like we're surrounded, we're swimming in it, and we don't realize it. The fact that we have air to breathe is a manifestation of mercy. The fact that we have these marvelous physical beings that self-regulate without us having to, you know, consciously do anything, that have incredible healing powers built into them when we get sick or get hurt, that can do amazing physical activities that we take for granted, that in itself is merciful. The rains come when there's a drought that allows the seeds to sprout and the flowers and vegetables and flora to blossom and bring beauty as well as usefulness and food to us. Everywhere we look, there's indications of mercy. We have a mind, a marvelous mind, that can trick us, that can lead us down a path of negativity, and can lead us out of that same place if we tune into a deeper knowing, a deeper voice that can use the mind to help us move forward and to find a path and a way through. mercy is everywhere. So open and receive. And let your heart and the remembrance show you how mercy is working for you, even in difficulty. And for another, you can allow mercy to move through you and with your intention to have it wash over another person in distress and to soothe them and to comfort them and to give them a moment of peace in the chaos. When we're in that peaceful place, that's where we can begin to see clarity, or with clarity, a path forward. So let's just sit for the next 2.5-3 minutes, bringing in mercy. Opening and receiving, trusting, Okay, so we're going to end the call now, but continue if you're receiving that mercy, if you're feeling the sensation, if you're noticing the compassion that's available, the mercy that's available, please keep drinking, keep receiving, keep transmitting and transferring that to others. And we will meet again next week. Have a flourishing day and a flourishing week. Bye for now.